This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Can we talk faith for just a bit? Thomas Aquinas said this, one of my favorite quotes. He says, to one who has faith, no explanation is necessary. To one without faith, no explanation is possible. And as you contemplate that, I want you to think about that in terms of the Democrats. To one who has faith, no explanation is necessary. That's us. To one without faith, no explanation is possible. When you ask yourself, why am I not able to explain something to these idiot Democrats, these progressives, these agnostics, these atheists, these doubters, these disbelievers, non-believers, whatever you want to call them, you just got your answer. They don't have any faith. Who can they trust? I talked about this the other day. Who can they possibly trust? Barack Obama was their God, and he has failed them miserably. Hillary Clinton was to replace him as their God. She has failed them miserably. Who can they trust? Who do you trust? Do you trust Donald Trump? Yeah, I ask it that way. Do you trust Donald Trump? I don't trust Donald Trump. I trust in the faith that God has put inside of Donald Trump, because I trust that he actually is going to do something for us. And by the way, he already has. But I don't trust Trump. No way. I trust a bigger power. I trust a higher power that got Donald Trump elected. And there are many of you. Look, this is not a Bible study here. I'm not preaching. I mean, I am, but I'm not a preacher. But I'll tell you this. Many of you believe that there was divine intervention in getting Donald Trump elected. And the more you're going to learn, the more you will understand God's hand in this man's election. Holy cow. Hallelujah. I need a choir behind me. Hey, Lord, preach to Mr. Kevin. Man, you better have some faith, baby. And the faith is not in President Trump. It's not in his staff. It's not in any of that. That's putting faith in man. Man, I got no faith in men. No offense, guys. Girls, none of you. I don't have any faith in you. I have faith in something that guides us. By the way, don't have any faith in me. Am I giving you who I am? Absolutely. But that doesn't mean you have to trust it. That doesn't mean you have to, oh, that Kevin Jackson, yeah, ooh, I'm going to drink my coffee, trust and everything. He says, no, no, no. You trust but verify. Because the only thing that you can completely put your faith in is the higher power. However you want to proclaim that. I happen to believe in God, and I don't mind saying it. And I know this isn't a religious radio program, but I want you to feel that you can say that, that you can be empowered by that, and it doesn't make you some holy roller, doesn't make you sanctimonious. I am a flawed Christian. I saw an article that Democrats are afraid to share their faith. Senator Chris Coons, Democrat out of Delaware, said Democrat politicians are often more religious than they appear. But they don't share their faith, get this, because of embarrassment. Yeah, I want you to let that sink in for just a second. Democrats don't want their constituents to know who they are because of embarrassment of being Christians. Oh my gosh, you would think these guys are bank robbers. You would think they were derelict fathers. They were wife beaters, drug dealers, sex traffickers. Well, they're probably all of that too. But they don't want to profess their faith. The first thing that you're supposed to do as a Christian, one of the things you should be doing as a Christian is telling people about your faith. It's supposed to strengthen you. Somebody sees you and they go, oh, Kevin, what are you doing? I know. I'm a Christian. We're supposed to help each other, strengthen each other. You surround yourselves with people who are, by the way, very flawed like you. But you strengthen each other because you get around each other, and that faith is what brings you, makes you go, okay, whew, I'm going to fight that temptation, man. Yeah, because I'm with my boys, and these aren't the boys I used to hang out with. As the Bible says, when you were a child, I had childish ways. You know, when I became an adult, I gave up my childish ways. Somebody give me the scripture for that so I can sound like I know something, okay? But you put people around you who you believe are equally yoked, that are seeking better, so you do better. You don't hang around drug dealers and child pornographers and all that unless that's your bag, baby. Democrats afraid to profess their faith. Coons made the comments in the Church Politics podcast in a joint interview that included Senator James Lankford, a Republican out of Oklahoma. And what did Coons say? One of the things that I found most powerful in my life is the witness and the leadership of people who bring their faith to work, who talk about how their faith inspires them to challenge injustice, to try and make the world a better place. And I'm concerned, frankly, that more and more Democrats feel embarrassed about or uncomfortable with sharing anything about their faith and how it connects to their service. Some of the most progressive members of the Senate, members I'm very close to, don't ever talk about how it was with their experience of faith when they were children and motivated them to get into public service and politics in the first place. Let me tell you why, people, because they became scoundrels. They lost their faith. They lost their way. And they don't want to profess their faith because too many people know how they are. Too many people know they are self-indulgent. Anything that they've ever wanted that they didn't believe they would ever be able to have, they now have at their disposal. It's easy to get. You want to be with little boys? I'll get them. You want to be with little girls? I'll get them. You want to be with prostitutes? I'll get them. You want to screw around, you want to get money for doing nothing, you want to, you know, embezzle, you want to insider trade, you can have it all. It's the devil up there, man. It's the devil in D.C. That's why they don't want to do it. Just be honest. This guy says, one of the things that motivated me to write this article is an increasing concern that if young people in America are looking at different role models, different heroes, and they don't ever hear from those whose politics are progressive, that they see any connection between the values of the gospel and politics, they assume they are secular. They're not in any way connected to God's thirst for righteousness and justice. So what was this all about? Coons was addressing a 2017 Pew report, U.S. politics and policy, that said 44% of self-identified liberal Democrats believe the church's impact on society is negative. So 80% of America is pretty much pious, which shows you how big the anti-church movement, the anti-Christian movement is in America, and it's almost all centered on the left. Democrats should be ashamed of themselves, but they're too stupid to be ashamed of themselves. Anyway, we got more to talk about. Keep it here, folks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I saw an article, and it was a shocking reasons for juvenile crime. And we touched on it a little bit early on. It's probably been a couple weeks ago. And I just gave you guys some ideas about the amount of crime being committed by youth and things like this. And I just sort of outlined a few things that should make you a little fearful of how leftism has infiltrated the society at large and its impact on our youth. And this is a 12 News report, and here's what they wrote. They says, we wanted to know why. Statewide, in the past 5 years, there have been 373,000 plus youth arrests. Of those, 18,904 are under the age of 12 years old. So roughly 19,000, okay? While every day young people are committing crimes and officials are standing behind a podium telling us about it, 10 investigators wanted to reach out to the ones causing the crimes, asking them why. So over the past year, They said, we mailed out more than 100 questionnaires to young people, young people in prison, ranging from 18 to 20 years old. All of the men and women we reached out to had lengthy criminal histories as juveniles. We asked them questions like how old they were when they committed their first crime, to what could your parents, teachers, law enforcement have done. Every time we mailed out a handful, within days, responses started to come back. Now, the results. It was a survey of just 11 questions. Geez, what am I doing today? I'm having trouble understanding this stuff. English is tough today for me. Anyway, here was the first question. How old were you when you committed your first crime? 30% said they were under 10. A third, almost. 50% said they were 10 to 12 years old. 20% 13 to 16. So that's the age group. 30% under 10, 50% 10 to 12, 20% 13 to 16. So these crimes are being committed when these kids are early. 80% under the age of 12. Next question. What made you want to commit the crime? 44% said their friends made them want to do it. 32% said it was because they were bored. 24% said other. One commented he was curious. So, what do we got here? Friends and boredom being number one, and 24% other. But 76% is based on friends and boredom. Nothing to do, or hanging out with the wrong friends with nothing to do. Here's the next question. What could have stopped you from making bad decisions? 56% said more things to do. 43% said attentive parents. 38% said a different group of friends. Now you can obviously tell that's not a cumulative thing. They could answer multiple questions and get their answer. It wasn't meant to be 100%. What could your parents have done? That's the next question. 72% said paid more attention. 26% said ask more questions. So the common thread here is you've got young kids under the age of 12, 80% of them committing, you know, crimes or recidivists. They're doing multiple crimes. And overwhelmingly, they were bored, had nothing to do, could have easily been fixed with proper parental guidance. I mean, this is where we are. Okay, the survey goes on. If you committed a crime, were you scared about the trouble you would get into if you were caught? This is going to be a shocker. Let me just ask you guys this. What do you think the percentage of them said we'd be afraid if we got caught? I think it's over 50%. Obviously, it's over 50, okay? Or wouldn't be afraid. Either way, you want to look at it. Okay, let's do it this way. How many do you think were afraid of being caught? 10%, 20%, 50%, 90%, whatever. I'm going to tell you right now, it's less than 50%. So would you say 80%? What do you think? Would be afraid of getting caught. That would be a reason for them to stop. You got a guess? You're both wrong. It's actually higher. They're guessing 70 to 80%. No, 100% said they were not afraid of getting caught. 100% of the kids that they sent this survey to. One person commented that they never thought about getting caught or the consequences. Another person commented, I was impulsive. I always did what came to mind, and I only worried about the consequences once I got caught. Now, that's something to be thinking about. Because if a person pulls a gun on you, for example, don't think that they're not going to shoot you because they're concerned about the consequences. Goes to say, you might want to tell them, hey, look, you can do what you want, but when they find you, you're going to go to prison for life. Something like that. Wow. When would you get in the most trouble? Was the next question. 54% said during school hours. 42% said after school hours. 38% said nighttime. A lot of people commented on all three times. Would you sneak out of the house? 91% said yes. When we ask how many said out, this is weird, said out their bathroom window, I guess they meant like got out through their bedroom window once their parents fell asleep. I get it. They were asking how did they get out, and they said they got out of their bedroom windows once their parents fell asleep. Here's a good question. Were your parents strict? 44% said yes. Thus, 56% said no. Next one. Were you involved in any activities? 47% said no. A few said they were involved in sports. Others did admit they were involved in church. If the consequences were harsher from the beginning, do you think that you would have made that would have made a difference? Everybody said yes. What is the one thing a parent, guardian, teacher could have done that may have prevented you rather from ending up in jail? One person wrote, took time to show me they cared and been a positive influence in my life. Another questioner said, they can all show more kids lots of love. That's a survey. I mean, it's so telling. And I feel, when I'm looking at that survey, there's a part of me that just feels really sorry for these kids. Because I'm going to tell you something. We are, as humans, we so crave positive feedback, particularly at a young age. And I don't care how you're cut. You know, you may be a person that doesn't dote on accolades or things like that. But it feels good when somebody, you know, takes a notice and says, you're going to be something. And I'm putting my faith in you. I think you're going to be a good kid or whatever. I cannot tell you how many people said that to me. Now, I was a good kid. You know, I was helpful. I liked doing my chores. I didn't mind things, but I can tell you, it made me feel good when people noticed.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?
And I said, sure, Ryan, and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. PA 18, Pennsylvania 18, what's his name? Scacone or something like that. Well, win or lose, it doesn't matter. I left it the other day and was going, okay, I don't know who's going to win. You know, it was razor thin margin. I was told, the Republicans are supposed to win it handily. Trump carried it, et cetera, et cetera. I've also been told, and this is what I keep telling you guys, when the Democrats can single out a race, they pour millions of dollars in. They said that this his competitor, I forget the guy's name, Pretty Boy Marine, which I don't think he's that hot, but he supposedly outraised the other guy 5-1. So let's say that's the case. He closed the gap with that many points, and he outraised them 5-1, meaning the Democrats came in and they put in five times more in that race than they could potentially put in. How many of those races are they going to do that? And then the question I would ask the RNC is, are they going to help? Are they going to respond? Or are the people in those races going to respond? I'm not a type of person who follows politics to that degree, saying, you know, this race is critical versus this race or that race. I look at it as all the races are critical. But there are people out there, like Chris Steyerwald at Fox. They love this stuff. They live and breathe it. And right now, the Democrats are pouring more money. You got Denny Starr, whatever this guy's name is, out in California, billionaire, one of these Silicon Valley guys, who's pouring money into select races. I'm talking mega millions of dollars. Races that are so expensive. The one that we won, I forget where it was, but remember that young guy who ran? It was in one, like maybe Arkansas. And we got close. It was a moral victory, but we won. It was a seat we were supposed to win. But they poured millions of dollars into a race that normally might cost $1 million to run. $35 million, I think it was. This race, they've effectively, what they're doing is they're buying politics. And you know what? That's okay. They think they're going to flip the House. They want to flip the House. And then, of course, they hope they can get the Senate back the next time around or whatever. But here's what I'm going to tell you. I don't care what happens in Pennsylvania. I'm not even following it, to be honest with you. Whether the Republican wins it or the Democrat wins it, here's what I will guarantee you. In later this year in November, the Congress is going to overwhelmingly reelect Republicans, and they're going to gain seats. Overwhelmingly so. The Senate on the left is going to get decimated. The Republicans are going to gain tons of Senate seats. And the only thing that we have to focus on, the operatives, the people that make a living winning these races and understanding how they need to be fought, all they have to do is focus on a certain number of key races exactly the way the left is doing and go at it identically the same. That's it. And Donald Trump is going to give enough ammunition. He already has. This race should have been nothing. I don't know what happened because I don't have time to get involved in all of it. I'd like to. I don't have the time. But let me tell you, Donald Trump, if he keeps doing what he's doing, and which he will, and these people get off their butts and stop underestimating the amount of money and the earned media and things that the left are doing, there will be no competition, and I'm predicting they will do it. I'm predicting it will happen. So it doesn't matter what happens here. You guys just leave it alone. Let the left have these victories that they think are going to turn the tide. I keep hearing about the blue tide, blue wave, whatever else. Let them feel that way because it's false hope. See, there's I was looking at tweets on this, this Pennsylvania race, and I'm presuming the Democrats going to ultimately win. I know there were absentee ballots or whatever else. I don't know. But whatever the outcome is, here's what you can take from it. The left will learn nothing. They will learn nothing. Understand this about leftism. Leftism does not want to learn. It doesn't want to have the apple cart upset because it's too difficult. It makes they have feeble little minds. And when you try to put something in it, they're like, oh, no, I've learned it this way. They're like a... I'll use Monk as an example, even though I don't like to, he's a brilliant guy, the guy that that plays, this detective that can look at the things that you and I can't see. But he wears the same clothes, he wears the same, shoes, he has the same habits, he's OCD in how he has to do things. That's the left. Now, they don't do it because they're geniuses. They do it because they've been indoctrinated and they've been kept in line. That's what they do. And they won't learn. I can't try on new clothes because it'll rock the boat. I have to stay conformed exactly the way they want me to be or else I'm toast. That's what they want. There's a saying that you have to develop a passion for learning or you won't grow. It's a shame that people wait so late in life to go, you know what, I'm going to go back to school or I'm going to, do something different. There's a point in life where people, I don't know, it's a strange thing, but they sort of stop growing. They no longer listen to music. They no longer take up different things. They say, oh, you know what, I spent all that time in school learning and I'm done. And in fact, the majority of the learning that you're going to do is way outside of school. In fact, Einstein said it's when you give up the knowledge of the so-called education that you truly begin to learn. And that's what should happen. That's what we should be facing right now in this country, is the left should be looking at what happened to Obama, what happened to Hillary Clinton, as a sign to learn something new, to understand why they failed and why Donald Trump and conservatism is successful. Let me explain to you guys the reason why we are going to win and why we have decided enough is enough is because we have always had a willingness to learn. We've analyzed the other side and asked ourselves what's worked. And you know what we came back with in terms of leftism? None of it. It doesn't work. It isn't us being mean-spirited. If socialism worked, we would say congratulations. It works. We have a willingness to learn. We want to understand the world's problems. I was listening to Jordan Peterson, a Canadian psychologist, and he's talking about, just the idea of why is the communication such an important thing? Because the discussion was around all these transgender pronouns. And he, like me, he says, I'm not using them. You're not going to hijack language and say, oh, okay, there's going to be, Facebook had 51 different genders, and each of those genders is going to create its own set of pronouns, and I'm going to have to learn all the za, z, ir, z, z, zims, etc. that fit a certain, new fangled way to express oneself. And oh, by the way, as in California and elsewhere, they're trying to implement this around the world, if you don't use them, you go to prison. I'm not doing it. The idea that if I don't recognize you and the gender that you aspire to and use that exact terminology, you can imprison me is ridiculous. But that's where we are. And so the arguments are, well, you know, you should know. If I meet you and I have to know what pronoun to use when there's, I don't know, some people say between 30 to 70 genders, when all I can tell you is this. There are two genders, and then there are mistakes. That's what it is. Either you're a man or a woman, right? Male or female, or you're something that went wrong, and that's okay. Now, it's not an issue for me, but that's what it is. And whether you can morph into, in certain species will morph into women. I heard something like if you have put two clownfish in a bowl and they're both males, one of them will eventually become a female. And the joke of comedians is, yeah, the same thing happens in prison. But the idea that there's more than, you may be able to morph, but in human physiology, it's not the case. I told you guys the other day that, you know, you can, there's no such thing as transgender. I know it may blow some people's mind, but there is no such thing as that. There's never going to be a transgender man who can father children, biologically speaking, and there's never going to be a transgender woman who can have a baby. It's not going to happen. Now, Kevin, they'll put a uterus in, they'll do all these other things. I don't care. They can do all that. But in terms of changing over and that person's physiology being able to have the baby, it's just not the case. But if you say something like that, the LGBT community will get angry with you for speaking the truth. Now, here's the thing. A willingness to learn. I don't know a whole lot about people that have these, you know, sexual dysmorphias or whatever you want to call it. But I'd be willing to sit down and talk to them about it. People are fascinating to see somebody. And it was funny that Jordan Peterson said this, and it's so true. It made me think of liberalism, but you see somebody struggle to do something that should be easy. That's what he said about people that just have no ability to get a job or whatever. He sees them and he says, you know, it's fascinating to him to watch them because he's trying to understand their pathology. He says, and I apply to liberalism and say to see somebody struggle to understand common sense is fascinating to watch. It should teach you a lot about them. And it does. That's the psychology of leftism that I explore practically every day.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. ID Stronghold's wallets, sleeves, and badge holders are trusted by the U.S. military and the Executive Office of the President. Something the competitors can't say. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code MAGIC at checkout for a limited time at IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55. But with treatment, it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases, reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hi, Kevin. This is Midget calling again. I saw you on Fox on the Revolution show. You did great. I just want to comment on the Beta Male show you did. It was a great show. I was thinking of a perfect example of a strong feminist woman competing in a man's world, and that's Danica Patrick. And you look at her, you think, well, she'd like to be the boss or whatever, but her boyfriend is none other than that great alpha male Green Bay Packer, Aaron Rodgers. So it's kind of, you know, makes sense that, you know, even a strong woman doesn't want to a beta male. Okay, thanks, bye.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Kevin Jackson here. Midget, she's not Guatemalan. Midget, thanks for the call. It's so true. I don't know what else to tell you. I mean, as a strong alpha male, that's all I've ever known to be in my life is an alpha male. I can tell you, I see beta males. I see them with their girlfriends, and I just look at the girls like, you know, you just needed a, you wanted a companion. What I'm saying by that, you wanted a girlfriend. I mean, you're one step away from lesbian with these beta males. And I can tell you right now, they're never happy. They pretend to be happy when they're out with their friends, and everybody says, oh, Roger, he's so this or that. But they want that alpha male. No sense regurgitating that, rehashing it, because it tastes just as good the second time around. The alpha male rules the world, always has, and always will. And he will have an alpha female by his side who will rule the world with him. They will they're co-equals in understanding their roles in the world. And I don't care. That's how the animal kingdom is, and man is little more than an animal with a bit of intellect. So there you have it. I know we've kicked this thing on Elizabeth Warren quite a bit, but I want you to hear Elizabeth Warren talk about her ancestry, and then I want to play a Fox clip, if you can get those ready for me, where they talk about Elizabeth Warren's ancestry. And this will be a little bit of an eclectic discussion around this, because I look at Warren as sort of a, I don't know, everything that we talk about is a microcosm of leftism. Whether we were talking about Rachel Dolezal, who we haven't heard a lot from in a while, appropriating, a white woman appropriating blackness. We're talking about Elizabeth Warren, a white woman appropriating, you know, American Indian heritage, if you will. And then we talk about just recently Bruno Mars was in trouble because black people have said that he's appropriating black music. And I'm really curious as to how they came up with this. Bruno Mars makes his own music. He's certainly influenced by others, particularly James Brown. He's influenced by Michael Jackson. And I could go on. But you know, so I was having a discussion with a friend of mine, and she says to me, you know, my father used to say to me, you know, when you put your kids in, I'll just use soccer or gymnastics, you're teaching your kids to be white. You know, what you trying to be? Make these kids white? And so she went on to tell me, you know, how it made her feel. And, you know, I would be like, well, why is that? You know, she starts questioning the lunacy of what her dad said. And so I go, this is what bugs me. And by the way, I think I may put a training video series out at some point. But this is what bugs me about that. I would have pushed back on my dad and said, well, Dad, you know, you get up and you go to a regular job. You're in middle management. And I don't know when blacks got into middle management, but it's pretty rare. So I'm going to assume that when you get up and go to work, you're going to do something white. When you come home and you parent, given that you've hung around, a lot of black fathers don't. And that's what white fathers tend to do, certainly in more per capita than black fathers. So when you father, when you parent, you're appropriating white culture. Now, if that sounds ridiculous to you, it's because it is. Dad, you like to golf. Well, that's a white man's sport. So I can just presume that your love of golf is your appropriation of white people and you're displaying your love of white folks. You know, should I only put my kids in basketball camps? And should we only eat watermelon? I mean, that is so ridiculous. And it strikes me as odd because a lot of times I get the same questions. Now, I think it's interesting to talk about these questions from a psychological point of view. And, you know, I always look at them. I look at it from a lot of different angles. From a sales point of view, you're selling me on a theory that there's a white thing. So when we determine when we're going to use something, do we determine its origin? For example, algebra. If you had to use algebra to calculate something in your life, are you appropriating Muslim culture? Because that math was discovered by algebra. So if that's the case, then who can use calculus? Or who can dare use physics? Or who can use any of the things, you know, can I appropriate Niels Bohr's law? Can I appropriate Einstein's laws? Can I appropriate some of the other great physicists and other scientists? That's so ridiculous. And where they apply it is even more ridiculous. So it's applied. They don't apply it to the things I just talked about. No, they apply it to social constructs. Braided hair. We did a thing, we showed a video of a girl who was mad at a white kid. This is at college. And she says, why do you have your hair in braids or dreads, one or the other? And the guy looks back at like, what? And she's like, why do you have your hair in the culture of black people? And he's like, you know, first of all, it's not black culture. And he goes on to try to tell her, you know, white people have been doing this for quite some time themselves. And just because you may see it more in culture of blacks, meaning mostly the Rastafarians, doesn't mean it's yours. And she's genuinely mad at him for, you know, going after her culture. And he's a beta male. He has to get bailed out. But, I mean, I would have looked at her and said, look, let me explain something to you, girl. You don't get to tell me what I do with my body. The same way you feminists want to talk about, oh, it's my body and I can do what I want. You don't tell me how to wear my hair. You don't tell me what to do to my skin. You don't tell me what clothes I can wear. If I want to mimic your sorry culture, I'll mimic it. And there's nothing you can do about it. If I want to wear my pants down to my butt, below my butt, if I want to put a grill in my mouth, wear dreadlocks, and whatever else I choose to wear, a throwback jersey and some sneaks, then so be it. You got nothing to say about it. Oh, man. We need more alpha males, I'll tell you that. I'm not going to get all caught up in the discussion, but we do. We need more alpha males. We need more people willing to stand up to these clowns that are all out there. Anyway, I want to play another clip. Here's Elizabeth Warren talking about her mommy and daddy.
I know that you're looking ahead to November as opposed to 2020, but indulge me a moment here if you would. There are many people who are saying, should you choose to run in 2020, and one of these groups is the Berkshire Eagle, Massachusetts newspaper that endorsed you in 2012, that the issue of your ancestry will come up, and they're suggesting that you put it to rest, saying, quote, that Elizabeth Warren should screw up her courage and take the spit test, a DNA test, that a positive test would permanently resolve the issue while possibly shutting down President Trump. Wouldn't you be willing to take a DNA test to put this issue to rest?
Look, let's start again where you started. I'm not running for president. But let me tell you a little bit about my family. You know, my mom and dad were born and raised out in Oklahoma, and my daddy was in his teens when he fell in love with my mother. She was a beautiful girl who played the piano, and he was head over heels in love with her and wanted to marry her. And his family was bitterly opposed to that because she was part Native American. And eventually my parents eloped, and they survived the Great Depression. They survived the Dust Bowl. They went through a lot of hard times. They raised three boys, my older brothers, all of whom went off to the military. They raised me. They knocked around, and it was tough. But they hung together. They hung together for 63 years. I know who I am because of what my mother and my father told me, what my grandmother and my grandfather told me, what all my aunts and uncles told me, and my brothers. It's a part of who I am, and no one's ever going to take that away.
Spoken like a true lying fraud. My mommy and daddy said it, and so for me it's case closed, and I'm not gonna go against my mommy and my daddy. I love the way she talks about it. If, what was his name? The guy, Todd Akin. If Todd Akin had said that, they'd be ridiculing this guy. They'd be roasting him. But not leftist when Elizabeth Warren says it. Oh, my mommy and my daddy. Who talks like that? Leftist babies, that's who.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.